go all in. Take massive action immediately, not on Monday, not at the new year, not next month, right now, today, take massive action to get you to your goal. Welcome to the Deis Podcast. My name is Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we share direct, tangible advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today, guys. I get so many requests from you to have me walk you through or help you with the idea of goals. It's something that I talk about all the time. I am a super goal-oriented person, as you probably have figured out by now. So it's something that I spend a lot of time thinking through. I want practical tips. I want tangible advice. I want someone to tell me exactly how they got to where they got to. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I have seven things that I have done that I really feel like are how I've achieved the goals that I've achieved, and I thought it would be helpful to walk you guys through them too. So here we go. So the first thing, and this sounds kind of crazy to people because achieving a goal is so much about what you actually do, but I tend to believe that the reason I've been so successful is because I have a really good imagination. I know that that's kind of a weird thing to think, but so often I think that what you imagine, what you focus on, what you think about is what you become. And if all you tend to do is focus on the things that you don't have, can't achieve, haven't done, then guess where you stay? I have spent most of my life imagining a better future for myself, imagining the kind of woman I wanted to be, imagining the kind of mom, the kind of wife, the kind of boss, and I keep working towards that goal because I can see it in really strong detail. So I want to encourage you to sit down, drive around, do the dishes, go on a run, do whatever, and use that time to imagine in detail exactly what life will be like when you achieve your goal. So let's say that your goal is getting healthy. I want you to imagine, what's your body going to feel like? How much energy are you going to have? What clothes do you get to buy? What stores do you get to shop at? What will being in shape do for your relationship? What will it mean for you as a mom? Get so specific about every area of your life. Create the perfect picture. Tony Robbins says this all the time. He says, imagine the life that you want and make it big and bold and bright. Make it close to you. Have it in your mind's eye so you can always reach for it. People ask me over and over again, what do you do when you lose your motivation? How do you get yourself back into the groove? Sister, I go back to that place. I go back to my mind's eye of what I see for myself, and I sit in that space and I imagine in detail, and it motivates me to get back up. So the best example I can think of currently in my life is my vacation house in Hawaii. I don't actually own a vacation house in Hawaii, but it is a goal of mine. It's something I really want. It's an aspiration I've had for much of my adult life. And I can tell you exactly what my 40th birthday party looks like at my vacation house in Hawaii. I know what I'm wearing. I know who's coming. I know what my bedroom looks like. I know, you know, the view from the balcony. I know what drinks we're going to serve. I have spent so much time imagining what this dream will look like, and it helps to tell my brain where we're headed. So oftentimes when we're headed in a certain direction, we tend to focus on the lack. We tend to focus on how far we have to go. We focus on what's in between us and this place. We focus on, like, you go to the gym and you're lifting weights and you focus on, like, the flab on the bottom of your arm instead of the muscles on the top. Do you guys ever do that? I was literally doing bicep curls today. I was like, oh, I gotta do more reps. I gotta get rid of this flab. And then I was like, girl, focus on those muscles you have already created. That is what imagination is when it comes to goals. It's you focusing on the thing that you want most. And I say, get really detailed. So if the goal for yourself is to get in shape or to own your own home, spend real time every single day. What is your body going to look like? What is it going to feel like? How will your relationships change because of you reaching this goal? What stores do you get to shop at? Or who are you going to invite over to dinner at your new house? Get detailed. That is what you want your brain to focus on, not all the things you haven't achieved, which is where we as humans tend to go. Focus on what's possible. Number two, write it down. I've talked a lot about this before. I am not the only one. It's a proven fact that if you write something down, it becomes more powerful. It becomes more realistic to you. But I'm going to go one step further. I don't just make a list of goals. I write 5 to 10 things every single day. I write the same things down in my journal of what I'm going to have when I reach my goal. And here's the kicker. I write them as if they've already happened. So I don't say, I want to be an outstanding mom. I want to be an outstanding wife. I want to make $1 billion a year. Whatever it is, I write them as if they're already, as if they've already happened, as if it's already my reality. I am an outstanding mom. I only fly first class. I am friends with Oprah. I don't know, but I'm sure, by the way, if anyone ever finds my book, they're going to think that I was crazy. So if you say, I want to make enough money to go on vacation, all your brain will focus on is make enough money. I want to, it's going to hone in on the in-between. It's not going to focus on the results that you want. We want to write down our results as if they've already happened. So if every day you're writing, I'm going on vacation, I'm going on vacation, I'm going on vacation, you are giving a trigger to your mind, to your subconscious, to your focus. That's where we're headed. Your brain is so powerful. It will figure out a way to help you get there. You just need to give it what it's supposed to focus on. Hey guys, we'll be back in a hot minute with more of this interview, but now a quick word from a sponsor. I'm a bad mom. I need a drink. I'll start tomorrow. Each chapter of Girl Wash Your Face begins with a specific lie I used to believe that left me feeling overwhelmed, unworthy, or ready to give up. As a working mother, a former foster parent, and a woman who has dealt with insecurities about my body and relationship, I try and speak with insight and kindness of your best friend. I want to help women unpack the limiting mindsets that destroy their self-confidence and keep them from moving forward. My book, Girl Wash Your Face, is available everywhere books are sold, and the Audible version is narrated by me. I hope you'll check it out. Y'all, did you know that Barnes & Noble is releasing an exclusive edition of Girl Wash Your Face, and we're calling it The Hustlers Edition. Guess who needs that? You. I signed 2,000 copies of this book. You can only get them on Barnes & Noble, and it includes a bonus chapter for ladies just like us who are getting their hustle on. Also, it costs the same as the book everywhere else, but you are not gonna wanna sleep on this one. Supplies will not last, so you need to pre-order it now. Hey y'all, do me a favor. While you're listening to today's episode, take a screenshot and put it on Instagram or your Insta stories and tag me. I love hearing what you think and seeing what you're up to, and it helps the tribe remember to go listen to this week's episode. Thanks so much. Number three, you need a plan, sister. You need a plan of attack. You can talk about the things you want all day long. You can find 10 different friends who want to go sit at coffee with you and daydream and what will life be like. And none of that matters if you aren't taking actionable steps to get you where you want to go. And you are not going to be able to take actionable steps if you haven't figured out what they are in advance. If you're trying to drive from LA to Las Vegas without a map, you can head in a basic direction. You can head east and cross your fingers and hope. Or you could do some really simple planning in advance to make sure that you get there quickly, efficiently, and on time. By the way, when you have a map, you start with where you want to go. You start with the end result. In all of these things, I feel like there's a theme here, which is you need to focus on the results that you want, not the things that you have to do to get there. So if you know where it is you want to go, you say, I want to own my own home. Okay, that's our end game. Now we need to build a roadmap to how we're going to get there. What are the things that we will have to do between now and when you own that home to make it a reality? Do you have to get your credit score up? Do you have to save money? Do you have to sell the first house that you're in? Do you have to talk, you know, maybe it's like smaller stuff. Do you need to talk to your spouse about the idea of getting on board with this? Do you need to enlist your friends? Do you need to know a real estate agent? Write down everything that you would need in order to get that goal and give yourself the stepping stones to get there. Best example that I can think of was years ago, I wanted to have a cookbook. I got my start in this lifestyle media as a food blogger, and I wanted so badly to have a cookbook. My whole family were cooks. It felt like the biggest dream I could imagine, and I reverse engineered this plan. I said to myself, what do I need to do to have a cookbook? And I did the research, and I figured it out. Well, I'm going to need a bigger following on social media. I'm gonna need a literary agent. I'm gonna need a book proposal. I'm gonna need a reason that people want to invest in buying a book from me. And so I recognized really early on that I was probably a couple of years away from having the clout necessary to get a book deal. And that's the thing. You're going to do this roadmap and it's going to help you determine, okay, how likely is this? I believe deeply that you are capable of anything you set your mind to, but you got to set your mind to it and go all in. It took 2 years for me to have enough of a social following, to find a literary agent that would take me on, to put together a book proposal that was good enough, to have an editor take a chance on me, all of that work to get to a place where I could achieve this dream. So you need to start with your goal and reverse engineer from there and not give up when it gets hard or when it's taking too long, because that is part of life. Okay, number four is a really good one, you guys, because what happens immediately when I start talking about goals is that your brain is already calculating all of the reasons why you can't achieve the thing you've always wanted to achieve. It's happening right now. You're like, sure, I can write down the thing, but eventually reality creeps back in and my negative self-talk creeps back in and I don't know how I'm going to get there and gosh, I'd like to do this thing, but I don't. No. You need, again, don't focus on the lack. Don't focus on what you don't have. Pause the podcast if you need to. Do it later. But write down a list of possibilities. Sit down 20 minutes or 30 minutes and just don't even think about it. Just write down everyone that you can think of that in any way could help you get to your goal. Let's say your goal is starting your first business. So, okay, who do you know that can help you do that? Who do you know that owns a business that could give you advice? Who do you know in that field? Where could you go to learn about things? What could you Google? What books do you need at the library? What podcast should you listen to? Your possibilities list, everything you can think of. Nothing is off limits. Just honestly, put it all down. When I do this today and I will fill up pages and pages with Sarah's cousin works for that company that I've been dying to have as a client. And until I sat down and thought about my possibilities, I didn't remember that connection. Because we spend so much time sitting in what we don't have that we don't realize the access we actually do have. So spend some time today. And if you need to, do this once a month. Write down all the possibilities. And here's the deal. Here's what's so magical about this. Possibilities are exponential. So when you touch base, when you read a book, when you do a podcast, when you do anything to get you closer to your goal, every single one of those possibilities leads to more possibilities. It's kind of magic. Number five, standing in between you and the goal that you have always wanted is three words. Maybe you write them down on a post-it. Girl, maybe you get it tattooed on your body. I don't even know. But it's this simple. Go all in. Go all in. Take massive action immediately. Not on Monday, not at the new year, not next month. Right now, today, take massive action to get you to your goal. By the way, doing any of the steps, 1 through 4, is already massive action, is already more than you were doing. But sit down and figure it out today. And then stay in. A lot of people, it's so easy for them to go all in and they just won't stay there. Something will happen and life gets in the way and you fall off the wagon and you're like, oh, now it's all downhill. No, sister, half the battle in between you and where you want to go is just your willingness to stand back up. Everybody falls down. Everybody slips up. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets off course. Everybody sets out, headed towards their goal. They've got their roadmap. They're following along. And then all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute. How did I end up way over here? You need to constantly be reevaluating where are you and where do you need to go to. Go all in. Just do it. I mean, I can think of every inspirational quote and motivational thought, but you know this, right? None of this stuff is original or unique. I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard before. You just have to decide that this time, you're not going to give up on yourself. Number six, and this is huge. This is something that we have been sold by a media full of try this, now try that, now do this diet, now try this exercise, now do this thing, now keep switching, now keep changing. No. This goal, this mission of yours, this dream, this place that you're headed, this is not a temporary thing. This is not something that you're going to do for this month or this season or just this year. Really, truly chasing down a goal should change your entire life. This is not something that you do. This is who you are. This, you pursuing the best version of you, whatever this looks like, should permeate every other area in your life. So stop thinking about this as something for now. I think this is something that tends to happen a lot with health and fitness. We have been taught to go on a diet. We've been taught to get in shape for summer, sort of let ourselves go in the winter. The truth is that it needs to be a total life change with anything that you're doing. If you're saving money, the financial ramifications of that will require a total life change. If you want to have a strong, outstanding marriage, the ramifications of that will have a total life change. No matter what you're pursuing, if you're really going to do it, if you're really going to go all in. It's who you are now. It's not a thing you do. So stop thinking that this is temporary. Stop thinking that this is training just for this month or this season. Training never stops. This is who you are. Number seven is so essential. So you've got a roadmap, you know where you're headed. You have to make sure and check back in to make sure you're still going in the right direction. So a lot of times we will start off on a course, we'll start running headlong, we'll go all in, we'll get super fired up. If you don't check back in, and check back in often, there's a really good chance that you will end up so far away from where you were actually trying to head. So I recommend every Sunday, just because it's when I plan out my week, looking back into your goal, where are we headed and what were those possibilities and what did I say I was going to do this week and what are the results that I can focus on in the week ahead and what are things that I can do to get me closer to that goal? And gosh, I tried, you know what, I thought that talking to Sarah was really going to help me get there, but it didn't really help me at all. So I need to go back to that list of possibilities and try again. You need to make sure that you're checking back in and seeing what's actually working and what's not. You need to test your theory. You need to A-B test. Keep trying and trying and trying and see what gets you closer to that goal. We will be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, if you have a moment and you can write a review or subscribe to the podcast, that is life to those of us who work so hard to produce every single episode. For more information, you can check out deuspodcast.com or stalk me on every form of social media. I am Miss Rachel Hollis on every single platform. Our featured review this week is from C. Hef Tech. Well, that's their username. I'm sure their actual God-given name is much more beautiful. Oh, it's Claire Heflin from Houston, Texas. And she says, beyond inspiring. I've loved Rachel Hollis for a while and have followed her on her other platforms, but I couldn't be more excited to have the Deus podcast to listen to on my way into work. By the time I make it to the office, I'm inspired to be a boss. If you want to be a boss, leave a review, and then maybe I'll read it on next week's episode of Deus using my greatest French accent. See you next week. Thanks to our producer, Allison Cohen, our sound engineer, Jack Noble, and our sound editor, Andrew Weller. Most importantly, I hope you heard something today that inspires you. I'll see you next week.